Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory. The glory to God be the glory. Welcome to Eagles of Fire. Breathe on me, breath of God. What an awesome opportunity to be on the air once more tonight. Tonight we have our special guest with us, which is going to be one of our additional co-hosts, and that is Prophet Christy Gurley from Arkansas. And then we also have our co-host, Minister Malia Nia, from Columbia, I believe it's Columbia, if that's correct, from Maryland. And so we have some really anointed women of God tonight with us that as we lift our hearts to the Lord to use us, we pray that each one of you will be blessed from the message or from a word from the Lord. We welcome all those that have prayer requests to also come online, and this will give them also an opportunity for them to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. And so we just welcome each and every individual to just right now, just place your hand on your heart and begin to ponder what it is that you want to ask the Lord about. And so with that, both ministers will be able to minister to you as the Lord opens up that door so you can also be blessed. And again, it's based on the move of the Holy Spirit. As much as we would like to just appease everyone, we really would rather make sure we're obedient to the Lord. Well, I just want to just welcome again everyone, our regular Eagles of Fire that has been listening in for quite some time. They're very excited that we're back, and so are we. So again, we do move by the Holy Spirit. We want to invite you also out for this Saturday evening. We're going to be here in Columbia, Maryland. We'll be doing a human slavery resource, or more like an information night, dealing with all different ways that you can get involved. And maybe not so much hands-on, but there are other ways that you can be effective through prayer or just being there on a phone for someone. I mean, it doesn't have to be there always in person. But we welcome you to come on out and to also hear more about what's going on and around you and maybe how you can participate and help. We also do commit your prayers. We have a new hub or a new place for the Eagles to rest, and that is now in Philadelphia down by South Street. We will be there on May the 5th, and we would welcome your participation to come and visit us out there in Philadelphia. And it's right down about a block and a half from South Street. We'll be out there on Saturday night hanging out on South Street with little flyers, et cetera, so you can find out where we're located. And we would love for you to come. We're going to be also doing outdoor events right there in Philadelphia. So if you are interested in participating, please also check us out. You can go to our website at www.eaglesoffire.org. I do want to say that we are a prophetic outreach ministry. And so we welcome your support. We welcome those that have a desire to do more than just sitting and going to church every Sunday, but they know that there's more. We welcome you here. We are a national governmental kingdom alliance for intercessors and prophets, which is also part of the fivefold ministry for around the world who carry an eternal decree of honor and high order. And we're here to equip and to train you. We are advocates. That's why we're doing human slavery, dealing with child abuse and domestic violence. We are statesmen and we are stateswomen. And we are an extension for Jesus Christ as his living oracles here on earth. So we welcome your support. We welcome you to join us if the Lord has called you to be a part of what we're doing here outside of Maryland. And so with that, I'm going to just begin with Minister Anil. I'm going to just ask her to open us up with prayer. And following after that, I'm going to give you the nugget of our subject matter for today. The last several topics, for those that were not able to come on due to technical difficulty, we began this series about spiritual authority. And I did forget to introduce myself. My name is Miss Blossom Brackman. I'm the director of Eagles of Fire, the leader of Eagles of Fire by the Holy Spirit. So welcome. But going back to what our series is about, it's about the importance of spiritual authority. And that was our first segment, in which Minister Neal brought some really awesome teaching, which you need to go back and listen to. These are all dated so you can know what the date was when it was recorded. Also, in our last segment on last Wednesday, we talked about order versus spiritual authority. And again, Minister Neal and myself brought some nuggets from the throne of God for your listening ear. Tonight, I will be just speaking about delegated authority versus spiritual authority, because I do stand in the office of a prophet. I do stand in the office of an apostle. And so I come with spiritual authority to talk about this issue and what it looks like from my perspective, from one that's been given a mandate. Also, for those that walk in delegated authority, where do they stand in the midst of all this stuff? So So we're going to talk about that just briefly after Minister Neil speaks to us in through prayer. And then following after a few minutes of me just bringing that topic matter, I'm going to turn it over also to Prophet Christy for prayer. As the Lord leads, if the lines become filled, I will be prompted by the Lord as he desires. If not, we'll just let her just go for it. You'll be blessed. Also, for some that may not know, Prophet Christy and her husband has joined Eagles of Fire, and their ministry is on Facebook called Eagles of Fire Prayer Group. So if you want prayer and you cannot get that here tonight, you can go to Eagles of Fire Prayer Group and send your request, or you can send it through our website, and we will see that they get it for us. They are true intercessors, and I see that God does the mighty work. And so please, if you need help, whatever that may be, we're here to stand with you as we go boldly before the throne of grace. Okay, Minister Neil, would you like to bring us in before the throne of God? We'd love to begin this series with them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just come to you, just thanking you, giving you praise, giving you glory, giving you honor for who you are, Father God. We ask that you would have your way on tonight, Father God, that you would prepare our hearts for what you have to say, Lord God. You know exactly what we need to hear. You know exactly, Father God, what we need to go forward strongly in you. For you are our strong deliverer. You are our strong healer. You are holy, and everything belongs to you. And we're just grateful for the opportunity to come together before you to lift up your name, to let you be who you are, for you are God, and beside you there is no other. So on tonight, we just pray that you would move by your spirit, that your Holy Spirit would breathe on us, Father God, that it would be only you speaking on tonight, Father God, that you would just have your way and that you would get the glory, that your people, Father God, your sons and your daughters would get the answers that they need, that they would get the encouragement and the hope that they need for our hope and our salvation, our refuge, our strength and our protection. Everything that we need is all in you. So we're just looking forward. We're waiting with expectation to hear from you on tonight, Father God. And all praise, honor, and glory be to your name. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen and amen. To God be the glory. Okay, well, I'm not going to take long because I really want to have our guest tonight also, Prophet Christy Gurley. Oh, boy, that's a twister. She'll be praying tonight for those that want prayer. And so I'm going to just move quickly here so we can open the line so the Holy Spirit can have his way tonight. In our series, we talked pretty much about spiritual authority. And there's been a lot of misconceptions of what spiritual authority really is. And of course, everyone has this definition or terminology for it. And because of it, sometimes it has been abused in the wrong way. That some people believe because I got spiritual authority, I can now hold you hostage. That is not what spiritual authority is for. Some people believe that I can control you. I'm your shepherd. You must do what I tell you. That is not what spiritual authority is for. And so sometimes there are those that become abused due to the misunderstanding of walking in that particular office, be it a pastor, an apostle, or a prophet, or an evangelist, etc. This spiritual authority is something that's been given. And so because there's lack of understanding and teaching, there are those that will take it and run with it, plagiarize it, and abuse and hurt the people of God. And I do have to bring warning. When you're dealing with the sheep of God, you must be careful with them because they are his sheep. As he told his apostle, feed my sheep. Delegated authority is really something, as the word already speaks for itself, is something that has been delegated to another individual. Spiritual authority is one that has been given divine knowledge through a relationship with Jesus Christ for them to be able to walk in that power and authority of Christ, to be able to delegate and to release the anointing, the provision that God has given them, so others can receive from that mantle to go forward. There are those that think because someone has spiritual authority that that, you know, you'll hear the word, you've got to have a covering. A lot of us hear that, oh, you got to have a covering. If you ain't not covered, you're not this and you're not that. Let me just dispel some stuff here. And there was a season, there was a movement where everybody began this, you got to be covered. If you're not covered, you're not called freely, you're out there and you're rebellious, etc. That is not true. You already have an authority, and that is Jesus Christ. Your spiritual authority starts with him, as it did with Adam in the Garden of Eden. And so this thing about spiritual authority being covered is what it really, really means is that for accountability to someone other than yourself to help guide you in your spiritual walk. That's all it really is. It's not to be mandated over you. It's not to keep you hostage. It's not to control you. It is really for you to be able to grow and actually fly. And anytime you feel afraid to leave your church, that's a sign there's control. Anytime you feel afraid to leave an organization because what they may do to you, because you see now some people have been so spiritually beaten down because they chose to move on, there's a sign right there that you're in a place that does not understand spiritual authority or the meaning of covering. And so many people begin to try to come out underneath that, where oftentimes witchcraft is released because it's not of the Lord. They don't want you to go. So sometimes you get blacklisted. I can talk about my own experience, but we don't have time tonight. But because the Lord gave me a mandate and I did things in order, and yet people begin to say they take it personally, but it's not to be personal. By the way, we are all the body of Christ. It doesn't matter though you go to church, to different churches, because some are sent. But the reality is we are all one body. This separation is none of the Lord. This is really demonic that keeps the body of Christ separated. So I just wanted to touch that piece there. So for an example, in regards to spiritual authority, I have been given a spiritual authority because of my relationship with God. And so because of that relationship that I have with the Lord, he imparts into me, and some of it I was already born with, to move in particular areas that I have been born to be able to walk in. Not everybody can walk in my shoe. Some people are just meant to walk in help. There's some that are called to be evangelized. That's why the Lord put the structure of the body of Christ together so we can walk together in unity. And so as my relationship grew with the Lord, I'll use it on a personal level, God began to release the anointing on my life to go forth. And so in that, the mandate that God put on me and the office I walk in, I am now able to delegate that responsibility to others. I'm now able to release and transfer the anointings upon my life onto someone else so they can duplicate and reduplicate. Another word would be commission. There are those that I commission in the name of the Lord, which is given me because of my spiritual authority that was given to me by the Lord for them to go forth. And again, with the responsibility between both parties is accountability to one another. I'm accountable to pray for you, to counsel you to the best of my ability based on the word of God, not in my knowledge, but based on the word of God. The delegated authority or the sheep or the one that is coming out underneath someone else's covering, if you will, or as their shepherd, their responsibility is to just seek them for guidance and wisdom how to walk out this life. That's all it is. And so delegated authority is being given sometimes based on your walk, the relationship that's evident, the anointing that's evident, favors upon your life, it's evident. And so when someone that's in spiritual authority sees that and the Lord speaks to them, they then will then delegate that anointing on their life to go do it. In Eagles of Fire, the mandate has been placed upon me. And I'm only talking about this just because of this program, but I have been ordained as a prophet. I've been ordained as an apostle, and I carry all the gifts. I didn't ask for it. I never went to seek anyone to be licensed. And that's the difference here. I don't seek it out. God then says, there's someone that needs to give it to you. So they come to me and they tell me God told them, and I go back to the Lord and he says, yeah, I told them. So now they've imparted an authority upon me that gives me the that gives me permission, that it gives me the command and the power to give it to somebody else. It's over a sphere of influence. For me, it would be national, governmental, and kingdom. And so when someone comes into my sphere of influence that God has given me, I delegate my authority that God's given me for them to go do the work that God has given for them to do. Because it's spiritual, it is affecting our whole human spiritual nature. Because it's spiritual, we're dealing with the souls of men. Because it's spiritual, we're dealing with the minds of men, their hearts of men, everything about them. So it's not just, you know, we're going to say so. It's about helping them get housing. You know, people say, oh, we just want you to get saved. But it's more than that. That delegated authority is to see that that sheep is taken care of to the best of your ability. When someone walks in spiritual authority, they have an inner knowledge of what they're called to do. There comes a day where somehow you know what you were born to do, and you walk. And you don't have to boast and say, I'm a prophet. People will know you are by your prophetic word. They'll know it by the lifestyle that you live. And the delegated authority will be an example of what they also been taught, because they're also an extension. And also that delegated authority will then, as they grow, they too will, because they've learned how to submit under authority. And people don't like that word, submit. But what it is accountability to someone than themselves that has gone on before them in order for them to be prosperous in what God's given them to do. And so we walk in our ministry here in Eagles of Fire, we deal with integrity. Integrity is a must for any prophet of the Lord. We are accountable to the Holy Spirit. My stance, or where God puts me as a spiritual authority over Eagles of Fire, is to be able to enforce what God says in his word. That is what my call is to do. Now, many of us know the word of God, but we don't enforce it because we do not feel that we have the fullness of what we need to go and do it. And that's why when you come under a mantle of a prophet or apostle, when you come under that relationship of wisdom, learning from them, then all that begins to flow. Glory be to God. All that begins to flow. And so God wants us to be able to walk together, in his authority, to walk in heavenly knowledge together, because as you come together and you walk together, you're able to delegate from what you know that's in your belly, what's been confirmed by your spiritual advisor or spiritual parent, spiritual person that covers you, to be able to go out there. And also, here's another thing. As one that's in spiritual authority, when someone is delegated to be sent out, just like Jesus did, that anointing and that blessing goes with them. I hear this often over the years. When someone goes out and I release a commission upon them by what God has given me, the same favor that sits upon my life, all of a sudden, favor becomes on theirs. Whatever is in my hand that God gives me, that same thing belongs to them, because they're a delegation of what's already given to me or inside of me. I hope this makes sense. You see, I want to say this something to you. You cannot walk in authority in your own terms. That is a spirit of rebellion. You cannot walk on your own terms when you want to, how you want to, and God, I'll do it when I think it's best for me. When you do that, you begin to break down your defenses. And the enemy will come in there and try to destroy you, especially if you're a general of the Lord. Your spiritual authority is not an office. It is an office that, I should say, let me say it the other way. Your office, it does not give you the authority. Some of us walk in the office of the prophet, apostle, so forth and so on. But those, if you have an office, as one of those, it doesn't give you the authority. What your spiritual walk is what gives you the authority. Oh my God, I hope I can say that again. Your office doesn't give you authority, because there's many that call themselves in different categories, but it does not give them the authority. It is when you walk in your spiritual authority, walking in alignment with God's word, enforcing who he is and what he says, that is when you receive the office, actually. And the authority gives you the office of what you're walking in. I hope that makes sense. So the spiritual authority of most men and women, what is their responsibility? It is to enforce the word of God. And then we duplicate ourselves by delegating the authority of the vision that God has given us. And we delegate it by releasing and commissioning you to go do likewise. and also in your gifts that he has given to you. It doesn't mean you're going to preach like me. It doesn't mean that you're going to always do things the way I do it, but he will do what I tell folks, do you. You do you your way. Take what you what take what's given to you and run with it, for there's no shame in it. Hallelujah. You see, I want to just close. I want to take a scripture here real quick, because I love to be in the Word, and I didn't give you a scripture that goes alongside with this. But in Mark 11, Jesus was being challenged. Oh, I lost my page here. Jesus was being challenged by the Pharisees and the Sadducees. I'm just going to give you a scripture for sake of time. It's in Mark 11, starting at 27, and then you're going to go down to verses 30, 31, and 32. The Pharisees were mocking Jesus. They were trying to find a way to really get rid of him. They didn't like him because they couldn't understand his spiritual authority. And so they were trying to bring questions. They were trying to find all kinds of ways to try to take him out. Why? Because everyone loved him, those that came to listen to him. He had wisdom that was, wow, where did he come with that kind of stuff? And so they asked him, where did you get this kind of authority from? And so he asked them a question. Well, did you believe it came from John? What do you believe about John? Was it from man or from God? And so they couldn't answer because they really didn't know where it came from. There are times that you're going to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and people are going to wonder, who are you? Where do you get that from? Oh, my Lord. You know what? The reality is they may never understand, but it really has to do with your relationship with the Lord. And so the Lord did not answer their question. You don't have to prove to anyone about the God inside of you. You don't have to answer anyone that comes after you to find out who gave you the authority to heal, who gave you the authority to give that word of the Lord. I'm talking about scripture, not your own word. Who gave you the authority, so forth and so on. Jesus did not respond to that because it was a setup for destruction. The moment you open your mouth to answer when you have those naysayers around you, it's a setup to try to bring you down. And the Lord showed us wisdom in his word. Do not answer. Continue to flow, because the moment you open your mouth to try to make right whatever you're doing, what you have done is almost diminished what you have just was walking in. Walk in the authority of the Lord. Walk, if you're a delegated authority, commit to walking with your spiritual shepherd. That's all they're there for, is to help guide you, not to man it over you, to control you, but instead to cause you to want to soar and fly and be intimate with God. That is the whole key. And then to begin to touch the nations through his love. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. I see so much where people want to be walk in spiritual authority, and they have not learned even to submit to those that counsel them. They come in and they're wannabes, but they're not willing to submit even to spiritual counsel. And then they want to go all over the world and minister, but you know what? God cannot bless it. Why? Yes, his word will be blessed, but their action in rebellion will not be blessed. I don't care. Well, I went here and I went there and I did this and I did that. That's good and well, but did God, was there a blessing in it? No, you can't say there's a blessing in rebellion. God does not endorse rebellion. And so if you really want to walk truly with the mantle of the Holy Spirit in regards to this subject matter, I'm encouraging you to come under someone that walks the walk and talks the talk, that lives a godly lifestyle, that whatever they do, they walk in integrity. The moment that you smell it, for those of you that have a discerning spirit, and you smell it, you need to run, because if you see a spirit of control, guess what? It's going to try to just shut down what's inside of you. Why? Because you're going to be able to see it, and you're going to want to speak it, and it's going to cause problem in the house. So you want to choose your leaders wisely. Make sure they speak the same language that you do, or they may speak a language that says, you know what, I want to be like them in a sense of their walk with the Lord. And with that, God will open up their eyes to see you and be able to impart into you so you can do what they are doing. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So delegated authority is something that has been, a responsibility has been given For instance, one of the weekends, I'm not going to be here. I have pastors that have been ordained that I'm going to have to delegate responsibility to. There has to be a trust level for me to leave the church so they can go in there and do it their way, do themselves, like I say, do you. So I'm going to delegate authority that when they are there, they're instead representing the same vision that I'm walking in and still move the ministry in the same fashion by the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to delegate authority. I've already delegated and commissioned them. I have already blessed them. I have parted into them what God wants. I've told them maybe what God is saying for the hour, whatever that is. So now I am delegating that responsibility onto them to go do likewise. That's all this is. I believe our churches would be filled if we start delegating more instead of keeping all the authority to ourselves. It's not for us to run the church, do the choir, do the prayer team, do the council. And, no, that's not how God set up his church. And that's why he said, go ahead. You are my rock, and this I will build my church. And that's why all the gifts have been given unto us so we can all do our part together. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You cannot walk in authority on your terms if you truly want to be blessed. Everyone has to submit to someone else. I do. I have several that I submit under. And anytime I'm not sure, I go to my spiritual counsel. I'm not any bigger than anybody else. I still have to seek counsel. I still seek spiritual advice from those that have been before me. Why? Because they carry wisdom that I have not walked in yet. And they can see things that I cannot see, even as a leader myself. And so if I can submit to leaders, I have four actually that I submit to. And if I submit to them, how is it that one person can come and they're not submitting to nobody, they're just submitting to God? Well, that's not how God works. Everyone submits to some form of authority. Heaven, angels submit to God. A man submits to God. And then the authority in the world that God has brought forth in nations and government, everyone submits to somebody else. So there is an order of delegated authority throughout the whole world. So when we don't want to submit to any authority, then, you know, right there tells you, you have a problem. And I can only speak from my own personal experience. I wouldn't submit to nobody. Nobody's going to tell me what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. I'm going to do my way whenever I want to do. I was completely rebellious, completely rebellious. And because I would not submit to any authority, why? Because of spiritual injury, and also because the authority who I thought were adults instead abused me. So naturally, I didn't want to deal with any form of authority. But God heals my inner person. He heals me from the inside out. So today I have an understanding. And so I'm going to close there because I could preach on. I can be long-winded. But I just wanted just to touch base on what it is to be delegated and what it is to walk in spiritual authority. There are many of you that are even listening tonight that have been called to walk in spiritual authority. But the reason that it has not been turned over or given onto you is you have yet to still learn what it is to submit or rest under authority of someone else other than yourself. You know, and what I find is when you can submit to someone else's authority that walks in the things of God, that lives a life like that, guess what? Then God can give you the same authority that you seek in them for somebody else. It's just the way God is. When you start to learn his ways, you'll find that you'll start doing things his way, and you're going to see where the blessings are. Amen. Well, with that, I'm going to start turning this over in a second. Next week, we're going to be talking about consecration versus spiritual authority. And I'm not sure who's going to be speaking yet completely, but we want to talk about people as well as myself that consecrate and believe that they're consecrating for an answer with the wrong motive. And they're wondering what's wrong, why they don't carry the power. Well, we've got an answer for you about that next week. And then we have about four or five more parts of this spiritual authority. So with that, I pray that you've been blessed with the message. Be encouraged, sons and daughters of the Most High God. You're all called for a particular part of God's perfect plan. And though you may not understand everything, know this, that God is with you. If you are a part of something that God is moving, he has called you, and you are part of his golden thread, if you will, holding you to somebody else to accomplish the task that you were called to do. My God, you were born for this millennium. He didn't. You were not born any other time in history. You were born right now for this time so others can see him. Glory be to God. And he knew you would accept him. He knew that you would take the assignment on. He knew that you were going to seek him out so you can walk in his perfect will. And you know it's going to hurt at times, but the outcome is so much sweeter. Amen. Well, to God be the glory. I could just talk on this spiritual authority. It's a delicious subject matter. Because I can speak from my own personal experience. But you, like I said before, thank you, Holy Spirit, you don't have to keep telling folks that you are a prophet or apostle. The only reason I use the word apostle blossom is that is the leadership role that I play for Eagles of Fire. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even say that. It took me years just to even accept my role. You don't have to advertise who you are. They will know you and they will call you what they see you to be. And so I just encourage you to... For those that like to keep calling themselves what they believe they are, be still. Let others tell you who they see you to be, and it will be a confirmation that truly it was what God has ordained for you in your personal life and for the body of Christ. Amen. Okay, well, we're going to go turn it over to my dear sister. We've got quite a few callers on the line tonight, and so we're going to ask Minister Malia Neal to join in, and also Prophet Christy. I just want to introduce you again to Prophet Christy. Prophet Christy has a prayer group called Eagles of Fire prayer group that's on Facebook, and she's going to also be one of our 11th hour intercessors. She's my spiritual daughter in Christ and a true intercessor. And so we're going to open up the lines for those that want prayer. And what we're going to do is ask you for your first name and where you're calling from. And we'll ask you if you want prayer. We will judge by the Holy Spirit what to share about you, to you, whatever the Holy Ghost wants. And if you're not interested, that's okay too. We do not allow prophecy on the air at this time because we do not know you. But those that are our co-hosts and myself, we will be the only one prophesying if the Lord gives us a word for you tonight or a word of knowledge. And so, Christy, God bless you, sweetheart. Can you share a little bit about you and your husband's ministry? And then we're going to turn it over in prayer.
God bless everyone tonight. I'm Christy Gurley. It's just such an honor, and I just give God all the honor and glory for what he's doing in this hour. We are Eagles of Fire Prayer Group on Facebook, and what's so awesome about it is just how the Lord just knows how to merge his children together as one body. And the Lord gave me a vision to launch this group. I've always loved to pray. My heart is to pray and intercede for nations, for families, for people. It's always been a calling on my life, also my husband, and he... he has the giftings of a seer and a prophet, as well as myself. But we just want to see people fulfill the destiny and the call that God has placed on their lives. And everything that the Holy Spirit has shown us, we want to be able to impart it to each soul, to each family, to each community, to the best of our ability, always giving praise and honor and glory to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we just thank God that he has given us this Eagles of Fire prayer group moment to be able to just pray for one another, because there's a call to pray. You know, I have seen where leaders need prayer, and nations need prayer, churches need prayer, families need prayer. There's so much need of prayer. So as the Lord and the Holy Spirit has led me to do so, we came together and we just obey God every day. And I just thank God to be a part of Eagles of Fire so we can go forth in the call and the mandate and the destiny God has for each and every one of our lives. So God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Well, your last shall be first and the first shall be last. So we're going to start with the last four digits of your phone number. I'll call out your last four digits and your line will be open. And we just ask you to just introduce yourself, just the first name and where you're calling from. So the first number that we're opening up tonight is the last four digits is 4484. 4484. Your line is open. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
This is Marva, Maryland.
Hi, Marva. God bless you. Good to see you, hear your voice. Yes.
God bless you.
Amen. Are you looking? Are you speaking prayer this evening, or you just wanted to comment, or what is it that you'd like to do this evening?
I just came on the line. I saw your post.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Just keep us in prayer, okay? All right. God bless you, honey. God bless you. Okay, our next caller is the last four digits is 0125. 0125, could you please let us know your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Apostle. Hi, everyone. This is Stacy Stover from Philadelphia.
Hi, Stacy. God bless you. Philadelphia is the house. Glory be to God. Amen. I feel led to ask the Lord to have these young women minister over you tonight. Malia, if you could go first, whatever God puts on your heart concerning Stacy, and also then Prophet Christy, if you could just release the word or prayer over Stacy this evening. Minister Malia.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, sister. Father, I just thank you so much for my sister. I thank you for even her being appointed to be on this call tonight, Father God. I thank you for how you're ministering to her heart, Father God, even how to move forward in the ministry that you've given to her. I pray that you would just place people around her in her life, Father God, that would help her to carry the vision further for your glory. I pray that you would strengthen her, Father God. Even, Father God, in her home life, Father God, in her vocation, Father God, in everything that you have set her to do, Father God, I pray that you would just continue to be the strong tower in her life, Father God, that you would continue to uphold her, Father God, that you would continue to give her a platform, Father God, for your glory as people are drawn to you through her life. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet Christy.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Stacy. You know, as Sister Malia, Prophet Malia was praying, I just felt in my heart and stirred that the Lord was saying, be still and know that he is God. And he just wants you to know that he has it all worked out for your good. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, God has it all worked out for your good. He has a great call and a great plan for your life. He's just gathering you all together and just preparing you for everything that he has in store for you. And as long as you just stay focused on him, he says that he's going to pave the way straight for you in this hour. Thus saith the Spirit of the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. I'm not going to speak anymore, but I believe the word has been spoken. So, Father, we thank you for that word, Lord, for our Stacy. And, Lord, we just bless her as you continue to minister to her this evening. Lord, we give you all the praise and the glory. Seal these words, Lord, on her life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sweetheart. God bless you. Can't wait to see you. All right. God bless. Our next caller, last four digits is 4189. 4189. Could you give us your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, this is Renee. I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Renee. God bless you. Amen. Would you like prayer, or are you just calling for a comment, or what would you like?
Yes, please.
You like to have prayer? Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Well, whoever feels led first, Minister Malia or Prophet Christy. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we thank you for Renee today, God. We just lift up your daughter up to you, oh God. Father God, we just ask, God, that everything, God, that is weighing on her heart, oh God, that you, Father God, settle it according to your plan, according to your will, oh God. I pray that you give her more direction, Father God, in this hour as she goes through everything in her life, God, that you give her the wisdom and the understanding of your word, oh God. I ask that you undergird her and your strength strengthener. God, I thank you for the purpose and the plan you have destined on her life. And I ask that you continue to have your way. As she seeks you the more, oh God, she will find you, oh God. And Father God, we just thank you right now, God, that you're doing it. You're working it all out for her good. And you, Father God, know every single thing about her, God. I thank you, God, that you are raising her up in this hour, and you made her to be unique, Father God, in this hour for your purpose, God. I thank you that even as she goes before you, God, in prayer, Jesus, that you're going to give her, Father God, more of a stronger prayer life, and you're going to send the people, Father God, that she prays for, God, that you're going to give it to her, oh God. So I thank you for it, God. I thank you for this hour, what you're doing. We just give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Neal, do you have a word? Or if you don't, you just speak, you know, I said you'll be still, which whatever.
No, I know Renee, and I agree with what Father Chrissy just prayed. God is good.
Okay. Well, this is what I hear the Lord said. The Lord says, my daughter, the Lord says that there is no confusion unless one wants to stay in confusion. The Lord says, I hear the Lord saying that there are things that you seem to be looking for, and every time you think you got it, everything gets scattered, and it seems like you're going around in circles. You were here before, you were over there. It's like you know where it is, but you can't find it, and then all of a sudden, there's a whirlwind of confusion. The Lord says, as I heard already being said, be still and know that I am God. It is I that will blow upon the situation, and I will be the one that will bring the calm to the situation in your life. And the Lord says, stop trying to make it work the way that you think that it would be the best, but let the Lord be the one to guide your footsteps in this, and just trust him in the process. He redeemed you, and so he will reveal what you need to know at the perfect time that he has for you. The Lord says, I'm not a God that will lie. He says, my promises are sure. And you can really put that in the bank. They're just not words on a piece of paper. They are words of life that he's saying, just trust me in the process. Trust me. I will keep my promises to you, but you've got to trust me in the process. The Lord says, I have given you even instructions in things that you have called and asked me in the past. And the Lord says, each and every so time I have sent service or I have spoken a word, but you're still looking at things that must be done in a certain way before you follow through in what I have called you to do. The Lord said, it's time to move. It's time to also be still in him. Glory be to God. It's time to take up the reign. It's time to go forth. The Lord says, do not let pride, oh dear. He says, do not let pride be a factor. Thank you. Because it can become a hindrance. But the Lord says, I'm a God that heals, and I'm a God that also breaks and destroys. But the Lord says, I'm not here to destroy. I'm here to build you up. I'm here to release you into your destiny. But the Lord says, trust me in the process. And all that fussing and all that movement and all that stuff that's been going on, it will begin to dissipate. But the Lord says, I'm not a God of confusion. I'm a God of love and peace and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, of a sound mind. The Lord says, continue to be aware of the visions that I am giving to you. The Lord says, I've been speaking to you. Okay, and the Lord says, just be aware. I'm really speaking to you, and that you can see, and that the visions that I've given to you are for you. They are for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord also says that I've called you to be a watchman on the wall. And a watchman must take time to watch and see. If they're busy doing everything else, they can't see. The Lord has called you to be a watchman. Your time is now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, Lord, I just bless your daughter, Lord, in what has been spoken tonight, God. Lord, I ask you to bless her going in and her coming out. And Father, that the word that has been released tonight, God, that it will be a stirring, a turning within her, Lord God, as you begin to reveal yourself, reveal what you have for her, that she can come into the fullness that what you have for her, God. And Lord, I thank you for that stillness. Peace, be still. Oh, my God, in the midst of all the that has been going on, peace be still. And that out of her own mouth, she'll be able to decree and declare those things that she knows are hers. Hallelujah. So this is my prayer over her life tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you, sweetheart. God bless you. And come again. Thank you. Our next caller we'll do one more. I believe this is a call I've seen before. The last four digits is 3006. Do you want to introduce your first name and where you're calling from?
Apostle Blossom, that's my husband. He has the kid.
Okay, that's all right. God bless you. Well, we're going to stop right there. I don't believe we need to go any further for tonight. But I just want to, at this juncture, just to turn it over to Prophet Christy that she can speak as the Lord has placed on her heart this evening. And I turn it to you for right now. Turn it over. When you're done, just say, I pass, and that'll be good enough. Glory be to God.
Amen. Amen. I just thank God for just everything he's doing in this hour and just, you know, for our leader, our leader Blossom, you know, she's just amazing. And what God is doing, you know, in the midst of the body and just being able to just know the desires of each and every one of our hearts. You know, a lot of times it's in the hiding place and the secret place where we find the deep things of God. Amen. It's when we seek him with a whole heart. And I really truly believe in my spirit in this hour, God is truly wanting his children to have a pure heart, a clean heart. So I'm just going to pray and then I'll pass it to Apostle Blossom. So Father God, I just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in this. Thank you, Jesus, just for giving us a blessed day, for just keeping us this day, oh God. Father God, I thank you for the word that was spoken, oh Jesus. Father God, as you, Father God, gave the word out today about delegated authority and spiritual authority, Father God, that we as your sons and daughters will arise this hour as warriors, Father God, and take up our sword, oh Jesus, and pick up our cross and follow you. In spirit and in truth. Father God, I thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in each person. I thank you for stirring them up in their spirits, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for igniting the fire in their valleys. God, I thank you for pricking every heart. I thank you for pricking every mind. I thank you, Jesus, for even giving them the deep things of you. Oh God, I thank you for whispering in their ear, God, what you want them to hear this hour. I thank you for the detailed instructions and the little instructions, God. Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory because you deserve it all. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor and the praise. God, we just thank you, Father God, for taking us, God, to newer levels, God, for elevating us, God, in your kingdom, oh God. Father God, we are humbled by what you're doing, Jesus. And Father God, we just want to be used for your glory, Father God, and so that way others can come to know you and we can be able to help others to succeed the destiny, the purpose and plan that you have intended them to have in this hour. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you stay on every soul, every family, every heart that is on this line today. And Father God, I ask God that the souls that don't know you, the children, the sons, the daughters, God, Father God, the parents, God, all the family, God, that does not know you. We just decree and declare right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, all their households will be saved in Jesus' name. Father God, that you will begin to prick every heart, that you will begin to stir up, God, every belly, that you will even begin to open every eye where there's scales on their eyes, oh God. And God, that you will be able to open up, Father God, every ear, God, that is deaf in, God. We decree and declare that every ear be opened up to hear you, God, to have a deeper revelation, a wisdom, a hunger, oh Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for it. We thank you, God, that in this hour, this final hour, that you're coming soon, oh God. We thank you, God, that you're setting everything in order, that you're preparing your body, Father God, because you're coming for a church without spot or blemish. So God, we thank you that for everyone, God, that is wanting to obey you and say, here we are, send us, oh God. Father God, we just ask that you strengthen us. You keep us, God. You undergird us, God. You comfort us, God, in this time. Father God, we thank you for the holy boldness, God, to raise up, Father God, in this hour, to go forth and decree and declare your word, God, in all truth and integrity, Father God. Father God, we thank you, God, that as we arise, oh Jesus, we will represent you to the best of our ability. And God, we thank you, Jesus, for in keen eyesight and ear sight in this hour, ear hearing, God, to be able to stay focused, God, to be able to not procrastinate, God, but to endure, God, when things in this life come up, God. Father God, the things, the cares in this life, God. Father God, help us to have balance, God, and just give us strategy on what to do and how to do it. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your leading. We thank you, Father God, for every heart, every soul, Jesus. We just thank you for even every nation, God. We thank you, God, for the fire, God, that is spreading to every nation, every heart, every family, God. We thank you, Jesus, God, that you're doing the work and you're beginning to do it, Father God, for your honor and glory. Father God, we just give you praise today. Keep us this evening, God. Stay with us, God. Help us, God. Give us some more of you, oh God. And Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
And amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Makes me want to just get up and start running. I'm ready to just go run. Oh, Lord. I'm ready to go down a little deeper in the things of God tonight. But thank you so much, Prophet, as you brought forth a prayer and for those that were blessed this evening. We thank each one of you that has come on the air this evening. Next week, we're praying that our intercessors will also join us. And tell someone about our prayer time here. The reason we're doing spiritual thought is because the Holy Spirit has mandated that. But as that session begins to come to a close, we will then begin to flow more in prayer. Because once you understand your spiritual authority, your prayer will be also different. Hallelujah. Well, my God, my God, my God. Well, welcome again. And thank you for stopping in to breathe on me, breath of God. Thank you. Our program is for an hour. A little bit sometimes goes over, but we're coming to the end of the hour. So if you have subject matters that you'd like for us to discuss, if you have any questions, please let us know. And again, if you want to connect with Prophet Christy, please feel free to do so concerning your prayer request. You can go right to her Facebook, she's right there. And in fact, she actually also prays right on Facebook Live. So you'll be also able to hear other prayers that she has prayed. And we thank you for that prophetic word from the Holy Spirit. And I pray that each one of you have been blessed this evening. Again, we look forward to seeing you on Saturday for our Eagles of Fire gathering. And again, we are looking forward to those that would like to actually expand their wings and start flying in areas that they've been called to walk in, just never had the opportunity. And so we're here to stand with you and to walk with you in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Well, may God bless each one of you. I'm going to close out with Worship You Forever, and may you be blessed until next time. This is your host, Governing Apostle Blossom Brackman from Breathe On Me, Breath of God, Eagles of Fire, the 11th hour company of intercessors and prophets. Thank you, each one of you. God bless.
Consume.